Michaela Spahr, head coach for the Peyton Trudaine Rockets, joining KC Miners at Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network here on the 2024 volleyball preseason show. And coach, you guys returned almost everybody from last year's team. It was kind of a learning process for a lot of the girls last year. You played a lot of underclassmen, a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores. Sounds like the numbers are pretty good again for you guys this year, and you should be bringing back quite a few girls.
Yeah, I am bringing back. I lost one senior last year, and then I have one JV player not returning, but otherwise, all my girls that played varsity are returning this year, and I have a player that sadly was out for the whole season last year due to injury. She's back, and she's going to be really helpful on the court.
Where is the step forward this year for this team? You know, last year you guys only end up winning one set, but as we mentioned, a very young team. A lot of those girls, you know, never really got any varsity experience, or a lot of them were freshmen going from middle school, you know, to varsity, so it was a big step up. Where is, you know, that step you're looking to take this year in this group of girls?
A big step is just confidence, knowing that, okay, we already know how to play this game. We know how the game is played. We know what we are looking for. And just that repetition, just getting those reps so they can hit, so they can serve, so they can more be on the offensive instead of just the defensive.
Taking a kind of look at last year a little bit, you guys were were unable to, you know, fully win a match, but you did pick up a set, you know, in that first round playoff game against Colonesco, and that was the only set you ended up winning all year. You know, that could kind of be demoralizing, I would say, on the kids, like, oh, do I really want to play this? You know, we didn't win a match all year, but it seems like you've got a great group of girls that, you know, that didn't really hurt their spirits as they're ready to go for this season.
No, I think it actually kind of is that fire underneath all of them of like, okay, that is not acceptable. We need to work harder, and they really are working harder. I am seeing them wanting to be in the gym more. They're staying after practice more. They're wanting, and it kind of is that fire that hopefully we can use as a way to really push us this year.
What are numbers looking like for you guys this year? You know, it's going to be a young group again, but the numbers are up a little bit from last year.
Yeah, so in total, I think I have 16 girls. So we definitely have our numbers up, and that way we have the opportunity of last year I had a decent group. I think I ended up with 14-ish girls. I think I had 12 or 13 girls. So we have higher numbers. Last year, instead of being able to coach during practice, sometimes I had to scrimmage with the girls just to make sure it was more like game-like. So this year, with my numbers being higher, that way I can actually stay back and coach, and the girls can get that more game-like atmosphere.
Kind of taking a look at some of the returners for you, you know, this year you got a good group, you know, especially coming back. You know, you talk about Mia Russell as well as Clea Minahan, both those girls 1-2 in kills for you guys last year. You bring back Olivia Smith, that's the girl we were talking about that, you know, was hurt last year for injury, coming off a good basketball year as well as track, so, you know, a good athlete, you know, for you guys there as well. So you got a good nucleus to build around and kind of help the younger classmen kind of get there and kind of learn the varsity game.
For sure. I have those girls. All those girls are returning, and having Olivia back from injury is going to be huge for our team. She is just she's a leader on the basketball court track, but she's also just the girls love her. She's a fun atmosphere. You have Mia and Kalia, who are my strongest hitters, who have that repetition. Mia now is a junior, so she has more confidence coming into this year and has more experience. She didn't get to play a whole lot of varsity her freshman year. She had some, but last year she was playing all around, so she definitely got a lot more experience and confidence on the floor.
Who are some of the other girls that maybe didn't see it quite a bit of time last year? You know, it's hard to say that with how many girls you have coming back that started last year for you, but could really play and see the court so far this year for this Rocket team.
Yeah, so I have Maggie Reed, who did play a decent amount last year, but mostly just back row, and she ended up having to play front row as well, and she's barely 5 foot due to Olivia's injury, but she's definitely working on her digging, and she's going to be an asset in the back row for sure. Ella Tassler, she definitely is being able to read more when it comes to digging as well, and I have a couple freshmen who I'm excited for, who I had Holly Miller. She's a freshman who I think she's definitely going to be an asset. I have Abby Summers, who is a really strong server, who I'm excited to bring in, who didn't get a lot of varsity time last year, but whenever she was on the floor, she was able to keep up. So that was really awesome. So we're excited to see what steps we can take.
Kind of taking a look at the schedule for you guys, you know, this coming season, it's kind of similar to last year. You guys are going to play a lot of, you know, during the week games, not as many tournaments except for the September 7th tournament you have in Coon Rapids and the conference tournament at the end of the year. Kind of overall taking a look at the schedule, how do you feel it fares out for you guys? And what are some of the matchups you're excited to see, you know, the girls compete against and you potentially get a couple of those victories?
Yeah, we're excited. We're hopefully going to get another game added in, but we're excited to see where we can go. We do have a lot of away games this year. We're not super excited about that, but that's just the luck of the draw this year for us. But we're excited. We had our one set we won against Colonesco, so I feel like they know that, so we can bring that in. That's towards the end of the season, but they have that confidence of, we won a set, now we can just go and win the match this year. We've been kind of going toe-in-toe with Colonesco the last couple of years. They're non-conference, but that's who came to mind. We also just have these girls know who they're playing now, so that gives us a little bit more understanding of what we're up against. And there was a decent amount of seniors who graduated from our conference that were definitely strong leaders, so that way we have some girls that can kind of step up to that plate.
Michaela, that's all I got for you. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up this season.
Thank you.
That was Peyton Jordan, head of volleyball coach Michaela Sparr here on the Volleyball Coaches Preview Show. We will be back to talk some Twin Lakes Conference volleyball with head coach Brandon Steiger, the East Sac County Raiders.